Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 29th day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The Tehillim archives are being updated. I'm hoping a little bit more delay than we had hoped. I'm hoping in the next week or so that everything, I believe old August and September, will have been uploaded. So that is something simply a little bit delayed, but that we're looking forward to having the archives updated. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Ruby of Knesset Israel Congregation in Birmingham, Alabama, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Ruby slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim and Achenu. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Ruby.
Thank you, Naftali, and hello to everyone, to all who are listening. Thank you again for inviting me to come speak on this program. It's really an honor to address all of you. So we're about to come off after the holiday season, getting back into our normal life, our basic routines. And we're about to go into the month of Cheshvan. And Cheshvan is the complete opposite of Tishrei. There are no holidays in Cheshvan. And so the other name for Cheshvan we have is Mar Cheshvan. And so some people say, why do we say mar? Mar means bitter. Mar means bitter, so it's so bitter to us that we don't have any holidays. We want to have more Yom Tov food. We want to have more dancing, but we don't have it, so it's bitter. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that mar in Aramaic means mister. So I remember an old Rebbe of mine said we call it Mister Cheshvan. Because we feel bad, you know, we feel bad for Cheshvan. Cheshvan, you know, Tishrei is such a fun month. It's all kinds of varied experiences, and Cheshvan doesn't have anything, so we give it a special name of honor. We call it Mr. Cheshvan. It's like calling someone doctor. So we call someone else Dr. Cheshvan. And so that makes Cheshvan feel a little better. So these are all wonderful explanations, but we actually know why it's called Mar Cheshvan from a historical point of view. And that is because the months that we have, really biblically, the months in the Torah are called very simply the first month is Nisan, second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month. But in Jewish history, so far they've changed the names. We call them Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. And what these names are names from our exile in Babylonia. They're actually names of Babylonian gods. And Mar Cheshvan is one of the gods named Marchush. So that is why if the name is Mar Cheshvan, it's actually a name of that Babylonian god. And when we, I've said this before, people said, Rabbi Ruby, how is that possible? The Jewish people should have names of their months named after Babylonian gods. I mean, we're a little far removed from that right now, but imagine, if another god from another religion, we took that god's name and we put it as a place of honor and as one of our months. Baruch Hashem, in America, we have freedom of religion. It's beautiful, but it just seems a little odd that we would do that. And it's not only that, the Talmud recognized this. Yeshaya recognized this, the prophets recognized this, that they said you should keep these names of the months. Now, why? Why is that? Why in Jewish tradition do we have our months in the names of Babylonian gods? What is going on here? So There's a wonderful wonderful scholar. He's an Italian Sephardic scholar. His name was Rabbi Eliyahu ben Amozek. He lived in the latter half of the 19th century. He was of course, a Talmudist, commentator, and a Kabbalist, and everything. He was a wonderful, I highly recommend him in his books. His biggest, most famous work is called Israel and Humanity. He's translated into English. But when he was talking about the creation of the world, he wrote a concept that it's a powerful concept. I'm hesitant to call it Kabbalistic because then we might think it's as super abstract, but it's not. It's very human. He says that when Hashem created the world, and even the things with which, you know, some people, you know, in the beginning, they made a mistake of worshiping them. Even when, you know, the various, you know, heavenly powers that be, that of course don't have any power on their own, they're all a power from Hashem. But he says all of these things, all of these quote unquote idols, the belief systems, he says that they could not survive if they didn't have a little bit of truth in them. If they didn't have something going on for them that there was truth. Now, granted, it's not all truth. You know, not everything is 100% true. But there is something in there, some righteousness in there that allows it to go, that allows it to grow, and that allows it to even exist. So when we look at things that are wrong, or we look at things that are damaging, the way to fight it is not to call it super evil, not to call it and say, you know, and try to smash it, but you try to extract the goodness from it. And this could apply, of course, to our regular lives, to as we, you know, we might meet people that, you know, we vehemently disagree with and we think have an ideology that's very damaging. So, but we can say, but I can understand why you feel that way, although I believe you're not going in the right method in order to enact your good intention, but I understand there's something good behind there. And we know this, that this is why the months are these names. It's because that even though we went to exile in Babylonia, even though we, on all of our various exiles throughout, you know, we might look at this in our surroundings and go, it's terrible, it's horrible, we gotta get it out, we gotta stamp it out, and it's horrid, I don't wanna see anything. It says, no, that you take the goodness from there, the spark, that inner spark that's good, and you take it and you bring it for yourself and you make it holy, so to speak. And this is also echoed by Rav Kook in dealing with that we should, when we deal with people of any type of religious background, degree, or any or whatever level a person is on, we always look for the good. We always are looking for the good and extracting the good and getting the good spark and nurturing that peace. And so we should not necessarily look towards, you'd say, okay, that these were names of Babylonian gods, but there was something good in that. And we extract that. We extract that and we want to recognize it. We don't want to just discount it. And this is something very powerful, you know, as we're getting out from COVID, or hopefully getting out from COVID soon. I mean, sometimes, one day can be this way, one way can be the other, but, you know, we're still there. But, you know, as we look back on this, you know, and far be it from me, you know, to tell people like this is the thing that might be the advantage. I mean, as we have to look at that, everyone has to answer that question for themselves. You know, what could be something positive that as we look back at this time of our lives, even if it's very, very difficult, you know, there is something good. That to say that, to have that perspective that Viktor Frankl had, as he writes in Man's Search for Meaning, that it's our capacity to make meaning out of the worst situations in life that makes us fully human. That is something so beautiful that we can accomplish, and that's how we can recover, and that's how we can ultimately grow closer and closer by seeing the good, even if it might seem to be terrible. But we can search out the good, because if there wasn't any good there, this wouldn't exist. if there wasn't something there, because it's all at the end of the day from Hashem. So we should take this and find the good. All right, so we'll go to Tehillim now. Tehillim chapter 20. I will say it in Hebrew slowly and translate some selected parts. Lam natzeach mizmor le David, ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagev ha'ashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olasecha yedashine sema. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalei. Nirvanana bishuasecha, u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai komish alasecha. We will sing about your salvation, Hashem, and we will raise your banner up high, and Hashem will fulfill all of your requests. Atoyadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kodisho, v'gburo si'eshah yimino, Eila v'rechev, ve'eila v'asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, Himakaru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu v'yom karenu. Hashem will save us. Our King will answer us on the day that we call. Chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid. Adonai roi lo echsar. Hashem is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Vinos deshe yarbitzeini almei menuchos yinahalini. Nafshi yeshovei. Yancheini v'magle tzedek l'ma'an shimbal. He guides me on paths of righteousness for the sake of his name. Gam ki eilech b'geit talmodes. Lo ira ra ki atoi madi. Though I walk in the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, for you are with me. Shivtecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch l'fanai shulchan neged tzoriroi. Dishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi revaya ach tov v'achesed. Yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti b'veis Adonai, v'yol rech yamim, only goodness and kindness will chase me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Hashem for the length of days. Chapter 121. Shir lama alos. I will lift my eyes to the mountains, from where will come my help. My help is from Hashem, the maker of heaven and earth. God does not sleep nor slumber, he is the guardian of Israel. Yom Hashemesh lo yakecha v'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeitzcha uvolecha me'ata ve'ad olam. Chapter 130. Shir hama'alos mima'amakim kratzicha Adonai. From the depths I call out to you, Hashem. Adonai shim avikoli tiena znecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi im avonos tishmar yach Adonai mi ya'amod ki imachra ha-salicha lema'an tivare ki visi Adonai ki v'sa nafshi v'livara ho'kholati nafshi l'Adonai mishomir maboker shomir maboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbe mufidus v'hu yivdas Yisrael v'kol avonosav. Hashem will redeem Israel from all of its transgressions and all of its troubles. Now we will recite the Mishaberach for those that are ill. We will wait about 20 seconds for people to insert the name of those they wish to pray for at the pause. Mi Shaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es hacholim, may Hashem bless and heal all of those that are ill. ba'avur she'anachnu mispalalim ba'avuram. Bishar ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachmim aleihem lach limam l'apostam lach vikam lach yisam. May Hashem have mercy on them, strengthen them, heal them, cause them to become more and more alive. V'yishlach lehem mehera refuah shlema min hashamayim. May Hashem send a complete healing to them from heaven. Their makabrim u'shesagi behem to their entire bodies. V'sokshar holy Yisrael. Refuah nefesh, or refuah haguf, may they have a spiritual healing, a physical healing, a mental healing. Hasha, now, v'agala u'bizman kariv, v'nomar, amen. And now we will recite Achenu for all of our brothers and sisters who are in any type of distress. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, yehotziem mitzara, lirvacha umeafel aliyora, mishibud ligaula, hashta, ba'adala, uvizman kariv.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Ruby. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, l'tovo for good. I just want to share, I'm going to call it very cool, but the OU is in the midst of putting together an impact report of hopefully some of the good we've done over the past year. And they had asked me to give them some numbers from the Tehillim call. So the number of calls that have transpired since March is unbelievable, but I decided to do a little bit of math and to take a look at how many words of Tehillim we have said since we started this back in March of 2020. And it's truly remarkable, and it is a bit of an estimate because there have been times where we said three chapters of Tehillim for months on end. Now we've been saying four chapters, but we've also rotated. So it's a low estimate. The number is definitely much, much higher. In the early days, we said, I believe, Peret Chavav, chapter 26, which has, probably longer than all the ones we say together now. So at different times, we have said different things. But the number of words of Tehillim that we've recited on this call, we began counting all the callers who call in each day, it's over 52 million. 52 plus million words of Tehillim that have been recited by all of us. It's unbelievable. It's truly remarkable to think about the impact that we make in Shemayim, that we make here on earth. And so let's keep going. Let's keep going stronger and stronger. And thank you for all you do, for each of you who call in, and we're certainly making an impact. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program with Hearts Full of Faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.